Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It's been a while since I've been on the show and did a live episode, hasn't it been? Yeah, been busy, kind of crazy. A lot of things going on, trying to get stuff done. Priorities. Also trying to be more in touch with my team and make sure I am there on time and early for some of their events as I coach them, even though I'm not participating, but I'm sitting on the side, try to want to be there, and it's taking longer to log in. So it's an excuse. So I should do this earlier. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Today I want to talk about letting your team decide on the measure units that you're going to use in whatever you're measuring. We're going to talk about velocity, some choices, and some debate I've been having. And it kind of opened my eyes up a little bit from, I went to the Philadelphia Agile Coach Dojo, where we do some coaching dojo stuff here in Philly. It's a meetup. Again, oh, reminder. Hey, we have a meetup tonight. Don't forget. Got William. He's going to be here. We're going to talk about the report on skills from the Agile Alliance, the Scrum Alliance, and the Business Agility Institute, the report they did, and talk about the nature of Agile as it state the space now, continuation from an interview we did last Thursday. So if you want to see the interview, get an idea. But this time we're going to have more people. We got a couple people, a nice handful of people that have joined, that are RSVPing to join the meetup tonight. You can store open the RSVP and meet it. I am going to share it in social media, but it makes it easier for other people to weigh in what they're seeing in the world. So it should be a good little discussion. So it's not just two people. It's a whole group of people. We're sort of expanding the discussion from where it started. And it kind of leads into what we're going to talk about today. So just that reminder for tonight. I really don't have an interview for tomorrow night. I haven't recorded one. If you want to do an interview, message me and send me a note. And we'll see what we can do. Anyway, let's get on with the show because I got to get moving here. So here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so we can bring more value to your customers and not work so hard to bring that value and have a little fun. You know, it's funny. I did that. I attempted to do the OKR session on Saturday, and LinkedIn flagged my pirate cartoon because it says OKRs. Like all pirates say R, so it's OKRs, right? They said it didn't match the subject matter. Boy, no one has a sense of humor anymore. No one wants to have any fun. So I got to do a more bland, generic office picture. And maybe that'll match because I looked at their OKRs and I'm like, it doesn't match the OKRs either. But anyway, neither here nor there. So let's talk about the topic because I want to be on point here and move along. So letting your team make choices. So in this debate between myself and a manager, it's like there is push to do hours and do hour estimates, get better on the estimates. And the team, I coach the team well enough that they're fine within 10% of the number of issues that they promise they get done. Doesn't mean it's the same issues, but the same volume or velocity of work. Now the question is, can we be a little better? And maybe using hours and or points or something to fine tune that measure, because you don't know whether the item is huge or just a little tiny item, right? So it could be a huge item, it could be a little tiny item. So those are the kind of things that you have to worry when you just track issues. And there's kind of going through, should we do hours? Should we do points? What should be? I prefer points. I know a lot of people out there don't like points. I know a lot of people don't like to measure at all. I know a lot of people like to do hours. And I have a slippery slope thing. And maybe we're going to talk Monday on Metric Monday about hours and points and the plus and minus. Actually, I'm going to be doing a little training session for the team on options. And this is where it's going. And so I'm building what kind of benefits disadvantage for hours and what kind of benefits disadvantage for points, what kind of just tracking issues. I'm going to build a little slide, very simple one, maybe probably 4 pages that I will be sharing to my newsletter folks that if you join the newsletter, you can get a free copy of it. So if you ever need it, it's a quick little example of how I train in points, right? Or sizing or measuring velocity. So I'll give that to you if you sign up for the newsletter. And again, if you sign up newsletter, you can do Slack channel too. And then if you really have a question, you can message me on Slack and I'll help you out on the Slack more than I will in LinkedIn, just because there's so many messages on LinkedIn. And I don't want to lose them. Slack, it's more intimate, where you know people, you get more familiar, you can ask some more questions, and I monitor that daily. Anyway, so here was a dilemma. Now the manager or the scrum master, and I've seen this in many, many times, trust me, they're like, oh, well, we need, and we did the dojo yesterday, and that kind of clicked on me, because some of the people that are Agile coaches, like, well, I just know better, and I just need to give them directions so they go and do it. So a lot of teams, a lot of Agile coaches, a lot of scrum masters, a lot of managers go jump in. I want hours, so I'm going to do this. Or I want points, so we're going to do points. So this is the team episode, the We Team Wednesday, where we also talk about HR. But in this we part, in the team part, it's good to offer the option to the team to choose what they want, right? You give them all what we do as Agile Coach Scrum, we should educate them on some of the options, pros and cons, based on what we have experienced in the past. And we share, these are the things I've seen. This is the things that are, that I've experienced with different teams in different scenarios for the different type of measures. But I wanted to educate you, but I want the team to choose which one for now. If everything goes well or doesn't go well, we'll try something else, right? It doesn't have to be the Scrum Master. It doesn't have to be the manager. It doesn't have to be the Agile Coach. It dictates what unit of measure you use to measure velocity, right? Now, they can say, well, we need a little more accurate. We want to get a little more fine-tuned. I don't want people thinking, you know, we have all these little tiny things. And some things take longer. Some things take a week, right? Some things take 2 weeks, depending how complicated they are. And they need to be appropriately sized so that we don't try to make commitments on a lot of other stuff that we can't get to because the items we committed to are so large and take up a big chunk of the sprint. And that's just the story, right? And then there's other things where managers or people want hours to do certain things. So that there may be, and I want to put a caveat here. If the corporate organization says you must do this, then until someone persuades the corporate not to do that, you have to do it, right? So don't get on your high horses. Well, they want hours. We never do hours, and we don't want points, and we don't do points, and we don't do this. We don't track this. We don't do that because I don't believe in it. Persuade the ones in charge to change their mind before you start planting those seeds of discontent with managers, and don't do that with the team because it'll get back up and you would be in a lot of trouble later on. Trust me, you're not going to get, if you're not a team player, you'll get hit for it. So you want to, these are items where there's open and there's wiggle room. So in this case, I say, here, I'm going to educate the team on different options. And then we're going to ask them, we want to get a little fine-tuned. You know, we think based on our experiences that we can fine-tune, help us estimate better and make commitments. And we want to look at what sizes things, options are. We can put hours in for our velocity. We can put in points, right? Let the team choose. I have a whole methodology that goes from, and I'll be honest with you, I go number issues, like just issues in general. I do points and then I do hours if I need to. Because if we're getting all the work done, I don't need to measure any of this stuff. So let me clarify, if they're getting all the work done that they're agreeing to, really is no need to measure because everything they commit to, they're getting done. When they start not meeting everything they commit to or moving things around because things are too big, too small, then you get into the measurement. And that's another point with measures that we talked about before, how they change. That's actually something I want to bring from report cards. That'll be another Monday Metric Monday episode. So you have to, why not let them choose? What's the big deal? Why do you have to make the decision? You don't. And in fact, by them making the decision versus you, they have a say in how they're going to do it. They may not have a say and measure, or maybe they had advice we need to measure better because we're, you know, besides churn or whatever things are going on, we have some big things, little things, and they're all different. And it would help the team better understand what they can do based on the size of something, right? Versus just the count of issues. So that's something that helps the team estimate and commit to. So it's just another helping factor. So with that understood and agreed to, you work your way to the agreement. It would be nice to have a little better idea on how big these things are. Now, what I'm doing is I'm letting the team decide versus me as the expert decide for them. I have my biases. I like points. I don't like hours. I've done hours for decades, right? And I know how good they are. So I kind of like that. I like kind of keep it fluffy, but I'm not going to dictate to the team which one it should be. I think the team should make that call. So my offer on We Team Wednesday is don't try to make the call for the team every time because you are the quote expert and you want to quote move things along. Offer the team the option to decide. It's okay. Nothing's going to go wrong. I mean, it could go wrong, but really, no, it's okay. You'll survive, right? And you'll be a better servant leader by doing so, right? You'll be a better coach. You'll be a better mentor because you're helping them decide, because at some point in time, you're not going to be there, right? They have to learn these lessons themselves and move on and decide what works and have those experiences. So I wanted to share that with you on this weekend. Let the team decide on what the unit of measure is for whatever metric there is, if possible, if it's not dictated by the corporate, because you don't want to be that, you know, help them understand and do a good job and make it as efficient as possible. But where it is an option and open for interpretation, help guide the team into a point where they can make a decision and choose what they want. Don't choose for the team. So that's what I want to share on We Team Wednesday. Sometimes we don't, it's the team's decision. It's not ours. And it's better in the long run if you get the team making those decisions without your thumb on the scale, let's say. All right, everyone, you have a great day. Hope you come tonight. Watch us at least on social media or join the Zoom. We still got, just send me a link. You got to register via Zoom because I don't want any Zoom hackers in there. And I know who all the people are going to be there. I have interacted with them, confirmed they are existing human beings, some in most cases, on LinkedIn and stuff that reached out and measured back, messaged me back. So they're not robots or hackers or whatever. So hope you join us tonight. It'll be a good discussion, talk about the careers and where things are going. And I love to see your questions. With that, I say, have a great day. Happy scrumming. See you later tonight. And if you want to do an interview, send me a note. We could do an interview between today and tomorrow. I can put it up tomorrow night. All right. Take care, everyone. See ya. Bye.